This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In its annual Global Threats Assessment report Monday, the U.S. intelligence community told lawmakers that the war in Ukraine is at a turning point whose outcome will depend on American assistance. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more from the Senate, where lawmakers called on the House to take up the $95 billion foreign aid bill.
Senate lawmakers said Monday that the failure to provide aid would be a serious mistake. Senator Mark Warner, chairman of the U.S. Select Committee on Intelligence.
And my fear is the decision thus far by the House of Representatives not to even take up legislation that would support Ukraine in their fight against Putin aggression has been one of the most short-sighted decisions on a national security issue that I can possibly imagine.
The U.S. intelligence community said in its annual worldwide threats assessment Monday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is counting on Western support for Ukraine to waver. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
As Ramadan began on Monday, countries including the U.S. and Egypt stepped up airdrops of aid amid hunger in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
The United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said international humanitarian law lay in tatters.
Honor the spirit of Ramadan by silencing the guns and removing all obstacles to ensure the delivery of life-saving aid at the speed and massive scale required. At the same time, and in the Ramadan spirit of compassion, I call for the immediate release of all hostages.
Guterres warned Israel's threatened assault on Rafah could plunge the people of Gaza into, quote, an even deeper circle of hell.
That is Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan marked the 13th anniversary of the massive earthquake and tsunami that triggered a nuclear meltdown and left parts of Fukushima Prefecture uninhabitable. With a minute of silence and memorial events where officials pledged continued support for rebuilding, the 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami ravaged large parts of Japan's northeastern coast on March 11, 2011, killing about 20,000 people. As Sweden officially joined the NATO alliance Monday, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said it shows every nation has a right, in his words, to choose the path of freedom and democracy. He added that Ukraine is currently fighting for those values. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
A new strategic path for Sweden and a new member for NATO. As the Swedish flag was raised Monday at alliance headquarters in Brussels, Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said it was a natural step for his country.
Sweden has come home. Home to the security cooperation of democracies, home to the security cooperation of our good neighbours.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the alliance's 32nd member. Sweden and Finland applied to join NATO in May 2022, 3 months after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Poland's president is calling on other members of the NATO alliance to raise their spending on defense at 3% of their gross domestic product. The plea on Monday comes as Russia puts its economy on a war footing and pushes forward with its invasion of Ukraine. The Polish president, Andrzej Duda, made his appeal both in remarks in Warsaw and in an op-ed published by The Washington Post. The U.S. is pledging an additional $100 million for a multinational force awaiting deployment to violence hit Haiti. During a meeting with the Caribbean leaders concerning Haiti, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the additional aid.
I'm announcing today that the United States Department of Defense is doubling its approved support for the mission from $100 million to $200 million. And that brings the total U.S. support to $300 million for this effort. I'm also announcing additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Haiti, $33 million to further support their health and food security.
Again, Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Donald Trump's lieutenants are cutting dozens of staff across the Republican National Committee in a cost-cutting move that further cements the former president's takeover of the GOP's political and fundraising machinery. The cuts come days after Trump installed his hand-picked leadership team at the GOP. More than 60 people were fired, and all including senior staff in the political data and communications department. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.